This is the Baltimore Annapolis Psychotherapy Podcast. The information shared in this podcast is not a substitute for seeking help from a licensed mental health professional. And now, here's Laura Reagan, LCSWC, with today's episode.
Hello, and welcome to today's podcast. Today, I'm very honored and excited to have with me Shantae McElvin, who is a formerly trained social worker who became a naturalist and energy worker, folk healer, and herbalist. So I'm very excited to have Shantae here today. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. It's really, really, I'm really happy to be here.
I'm happy too. So I wanted to start off by just talking about your website. When I looked at your website, I was just sitting there and this feeling was, it's relaxing, calming. It makes me feel like I'm home.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad you said that because that was my intention for people to go to my website and do just that. And just, you know, remember this feeling of home.
Exactly. And I can just imagine for people who work with you that, you know, this is the first introduction they have, possibly the first introduction they have to what you do and how you do it. And it's just a sense of, you know, comfort, and working with you would be so healing. That's just what I feel. That's what comes to me.
Yeah. And that's, again, that is, you know, I started out with this handmade website that I had for years, and people would comment, oh, that's really nice website. But I knew that there was, you know, just something I wasn't capturing. And so over the past 9 months or so, I said, you know what, it's time to start coming out with who I am and what I do even more so. And developing a website was really important. But it had to capture who I was and what I brought to the world. And I feel like this website, down to the pictures that were chosen, you know, to the wording, everything speaks to soul and spirituality and love and empowerment. And that's just exactly what I wanted it to be about.
Yes. And the first thing it says under the beautiful pictures is self-care through soul nourishment. And it's like, wow. Because when you are someone who is lacking in self-care, that concept of self-care through nourishing your soul is like, oh, that's what I need. You can tell this really speaks to me.
Yeah, I can. That's why I'm so excited. I love when people get it, when they can read through and just pick up on those few words and they just simply get it. Because, you know, we often will focus on taking care of ourselves, but it's very surface. And I'm very connected into nourishing our soul, nourishing my soul. And when I was in the social work profession, which, you know, I'm not so much anymore, when I had that 9-to-5 social work profession, one of the things that was so great and amazing was that every time I was nourishing my soul, I shared it with other people.
Yes.
Not purposefully, but I didn't realize that they were watching me until they told me, you know, I watch what you do. I watch what you say. I just watch you. And through watching you, I'm learning. And that was, you know, those clues, what I wanted to do next. That was just reinforcing. Like, okay, I have something special I feel that everybody has. It's just a matter of remembering that it's there.
Yes, not hiding it or covering it up.
Yeah.
I think, you know, when you really love yourself and you feel filled with love, you can share your love with other people.
Yeah.
When you don't love yourself, you know, the way you interact with other people is not in a loving way. And, you know, I mean, it's not just you love yourself or you don't, but I feel like you can really embrace loving who you are. And in that way, you're able to connect better with sharing love with everyone else. It just kind of comes out. You don't have to do anything.
Yes. I really agree with that. And it has definitely been a journey of loving who I am,
mm-hmm.
and then helping other people love who they are. And in that process, so much more opens up. You know, they are able to support others in a totally different way. As a parent, you're supporting your children in a totally different way. You're supporting your friends and loving your friends and your community. It's just a totally different experience when you love yourself, truly fall in love with you.
Yeah. Seems like kind of a foreign concept. I don't know if it's just something that's not part of our culture to cultivate that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I would definitely agree that our American culture is not one that focuses on falling in love with yourself. We are attached and totally, we have this fantasy about falling in love with everything else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, falling in love with the celebrity lifestyle, falling in love with people that look a certain way, you know, but that true self-love is seen as very conceited,
mm-hmm.
And self-serving and all these negative terms and words. And especially as women, I think that just, you know, some sexism comes into play that we're not here to love ourselves. We're here to give to others.
Mm-hmm. Put yourself last, take care of everyone else.
Yes. And that's the way it's supposed to be.
Right. And, you know, it's actually what I know now is that you can't take care of others when you're not well yourself.
Yeah.
You're so true. You're kind of giving and giving and you're depleted. And what the other person is receiving is not really, you know, fully what it could be.
Yes. And that is definitely, that is one of the reasons why I went into what I'm doing, and that's why I work with who I'm working with, and everyone who I am working with always seems to be in that spot.
Mm.
You know, they are depleted. They are burnt out. You know, they're not just social workers or counselors or therapists, or they're just people who are burnt out.
Yeah.
They're just people who have given so much, but not given to themselves. And it was modeled to them.
Yes.
It's really important, I feel, for the planet, for our evolution as a culture, that we shift that and change that to start giving to ourselves first. You know, we've all heard that story about, you know, the parent who's on the airplane and the oxygen masks go down and there's only one for her or him and his child. And so does he put it on the child or does he put it on him? And once we really get that, we put that one oxygen mask on ourselves first so that we can be alive,
mm-hmm.
for our child. You know, that's kind of that concept. That's the philosophy that I try to introduce people to and help them remember. Because they really already know it. It's just about remembering.
Isn't that funny? You go from in childhood where you think the world literally revolves around you to by the time you're an adult, it's like, me, I don't have needs. I only take care of other people. How do we get there?
Yes. That's funny because I will often say to people, you are the center of your universe. You really are. You stand in the center. And the world does revolve around you. And it's okay to say that, and it's okay to believe that, and it's okay to explore what that means for you to stand in the center of your universe.
Yeah, what a concept. And I think as social workers, which I am a social worker also, it's easy to believe that your own needs should come last because you are so consumed with helping someone else, which is, you know, such a fulfilling thing to do. But at some point, the balance can get tipped to where you have nothing and your self-preservation becomes focused on helping. And then you're not even helping because your energy is all about that. And it's not a balance at all. That's very unhealthy.
Therapists, we've all had that moment. You wake up in the middle of the night. Oh my gosh, did I do my notes? Well, you don't have to worry about that anymore when you use Therapy Notes. Therapy Notes makes it easy to write your notes, get them done quickly, but thoroughly. My group practice has used Therapy Notes for 6 years, and everyone always finds it easy to use. But the best thing is, if you do need help, you can call their customer service number and a person answers the phone. And anytime I've ever had to use it, which is maybe 3 times in the past 6 years, my issue has been resolved easily with a cheerful demeanor in 15 minutes or less. So I highly recommend Therapy Notes. And don't forget, go to therapynotes.com and use promo code chat to get 2 free months. The Institute for Creative Mindfulness is the EMDR therapy training brainchild of Dr. Jamie Marriage, a clinician and author who's on a mission to confront stigma around mental health, trauma, and dissociation. The Institute, informed by Jamie's work, teaches a somatic, expressive, bottom-up approach to EMDR therapy that does not treat dissociation like a dirty word. ICM empowers their students to navigate dissociation as a normal response to trauma and stress when it shows up. Dr. Jamie Marriage is out and proud on various levels about her own recovery and is a strong believer in the healing capacities of EMDR therapy and helping our clients to heal from the impact of trauma. I and 2 of my team members have been trained by the Institute for Creative Mindfulness directly with Jamie, and I was impressed with how dissociation really was treated as just a normal aspect of trauma therapy work, which it is. Both Jamie and the consultants were matter of fact about if and when dissociation arises, it's okay, it's normal, and here's how you can help the client in that situation. The Institute for Creative Mindfulness is offering a coupon code to save 15% off any program offered by ICM. This includes their EMDR therapy basic training programs and a wide variety of their home study, advanced topics, and other CE offerings. Go to instituteforcreativemindfulness.com and use promo code 15OFF for listeners. There's a link in the show notes. You can copy the promo code and use the link right there in the show notes to make it easy.
We all know that small actions can make a big difference in our lives. I know for me, I can be in a terrible mood, go out somewhere and see a stranger, make eye contact and just smile at them and find suddenly I feel good. Whether it's practicing mindfulness a few minutes each day, movement practices, small actions can have big benefits, like how taking care of your gut can support whole body health. Seeds DSO1 Daily Symbiotic benefits your gut, skin, and heart health in just 2 little capsules a day. Your body is an ecosystem, and great health starts in the gut. Your gut is a central hub for various pathways through the body, and a healthy gut microbiome means benefits for digestion, skin health, heart health, our immune systems, and more. Trust your gut with Seeds DSO1 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/living and use code 25LIVING to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seeds DSO1 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/living, code 25LIVING.
I started my social work, my unofficial social work career when I was about 19. Mm. And I worked at an elementary school. As much as Orlando can be inner city, you know, I worked at an inner city elementary school. And I was working in the office and I was going through college. And that was even before I chose the profession of social work to get into. I was just kind of doing my standard first 2 years of school, but I watched and I noticed the teachers, and I could tell who was just done.
Yeah.
And who was depleted, and how they interact with their children, with their classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And it was such a big difference. Such a big difference in those who were able to be there, be present with their students, and those who were not even in the room, but yet they were standing up there teaching. And it was really, those are my first beginnings of really watching practitioners and noticing the difference of those who took care of themselves and those who gave until they were bleeding and couldn't pull themselves out of that cycle.
And they do it because they care so much. But,
yeah.
You know, I know exactly what you mean with, and it's with teachers, with nurses, doctors, social workers, mothers, fathers, you know, people who are caring for a loved one who's sick. You know, there are so many ways that we take care of other people and lose ourselves at times.
Yeah.
But I think that there's kind of, for me at least, there was always a sort of a judgment of, oh, look at that burned out person. They've really lost what, you know, they should be bringing to this work, and lack of compassion for them. And, you know, at the same time thinking, I'll never be like that, but not practicing compassion for myself.
Yeah. I love that, because that is the mindfulness way, is to have compassion, to meet your experiences with compassion. And it's important, because as we're looking at that person, thinking in our head, man, they are a crispy critter.
Mm-hmm.
They're mirroring back to that crispy critter that's within us.
Right.
And we're just not able to recognize it.
And you're putting it at arm's length. That's not me.
Yes, that's not me. Oh, I'll never be that. Meanwhile, you've got pieces of you that are burnt.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just not looking at it. So, yeah, I've definitely been there.
Yes, me too. So that's what I find so interesting. I'm really interested in this whole concept of self-care for people who take care of others. And again, that can be everyone. But I know when I learned about self-care, it was, you know, take a day off. Take a bath, listen to your favorite song. And it's like, yes, those things are good, but that's not really what I now know. That's not really enough.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not. And I too, kind of started out there with honoring my body, you know, taking a day off. And those were great places to start.
Yeah.
Because we got to start somewhere.
True.
And so, you know, for me, I couldn't just jump, you know, into these deep and dark shadow aspects of myself and exploring my self-worth and all this stuff if I wasn't taking a day off, if I wasn't spending some time in the tub. If I didn't, you know, so those were definitely the beginning.
Yeah.
And I think it's a great place to begin if you're doing nothing. It really is the least intrusive into our emotional selves by just starting there, but it's a start. It's not the start, the beginning, and the end.
Yes.
It's the beginning of the process, because you know, how I learned is, yeah, I'm taking that bath and now I'm bringing my intentions to that bath time. And now I'm bringing meditation and stillness to that bath time. And now, you know, I'm bringing these other rituals and these other types of spiritual activities to my bath time. So now I'm not just taking a bath. I am nourishing my soul in my bath. And that's totally different than just soaking. and my mind is kind of thinking about my to-do list, or I'm getting angry with myself about, man, how come I can't just relax? You know, now I'm lighting an incense and I'm connecting to the scent and the smell, and, you know, I'm connecting to my body and I'm asking my body how it feels all in this bath. And now we're getting a little bit further into the self-care that I think is most profound.
Yes, it sounds very profound the way you describe it, definitely. And that's, you know, I think that's, I don't know if everyone would feel this way, but for me, it's been, I guess you could say, like, awakening to the idea of listening to your body and, you know, noticing those shadow aspects. That's, you know, that's something that I'm just beginning to understand. Can you talk more about how you work with people to help them go from the depleted place where they come to you and to an understanding of what a true practice of self-care is?
Yeah. You know, and everyone's different. So if I stumble over my words, it's because I'm like, oh man, there's no one way.
Sure.
Everyone is just totally different, but you know, I'm going to imagine a particular person that I'm working with, and she came to see me, and she's tired. She's just simply tired. She's tired emotionally. She's tired mentally. She's tired spiritually. She's just plain tired. And she came to me with, you know, I just want to learn how to get some stress reduction tools, you know, maybe learn how to meditate. And that's always kind of where they think they're starting. Like, that's just what I need. And I'm like, sure, we can definitely start there. But as we start to talk and I begin to introduce, let's say, stillness, or introduce, well, you know, why don't you start with taking a breath every morning? Just be, as you open your eyes, just take a few breaths. And she begins to realize how difficult that is. And how much she struggles with it. And so that leads into other conversations.
Yeah.
And then that leads into her belief system. And that leads into her patterns of what she was taught and what she saw and what was imprinted. So we get to dialogue and we get to talk about all this throughout this process of learning stress reduction techniques, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we start to explore. I'm really big on helping people look at their different parts of themselves, their inner community. It was a big part of my healing, and it's still a big part of my healing process. And so we begin to explore those parts of herself that is still stuck, that is still scared, that is still worried. And I help them find that story that that part has. And then we may go into doing some different meditations. We may begin to do some of the energy work, which is how I work with the parts. Their story kind of comes to life inside my mind's eye. And that story that I see within my mind's eye when we're doing the energy work, it helps me and helps that part of themselves to heal, because then that part begins to speak to me about what they need. And so it's very, I'll say it's very strange, but very beautiful at the same time. And it's just something that I'm able to do. And so I just do it. And
that is beautiful.
Yeah, so, you know, during this energy session, I'm communicating on an energetic level with this part, and this part's story is being played out. And each time we have a session and I enter in and we enter into this energy exchange, you know, a new story may come, or the same story may come but with variation. And that's kind of how I know that that part is becoming healed. And then now she's experiencing within her third dimension, you know, in her life, she's experiencing shifts of her own. Now, she's got to engage her free will. Mm-hmm. She's got to focus on those things that she is wanting to shift. You know, she has to do her work. I'm not doing it all for her. She's got to be a part of this process, and that's what she does when she's not with me, is that kind of stuff. And so we just keep moving along in this way until she starts to feel more connected and more integrated, right? Because we're pulling the parts back together. It's just a different way of pulling the parts back together. And she begins to question, begins to notice. And she learns how to meet herself and all of her parts with compassion. And as she does that, she heals a little more. She fills a few more holes. And so that's kind of, you know, that is one process that I'm doing with several clients. But it doesn't always unfold that way. But that is definitely one way that it unfolds.
Thank you for explaining that. I didn't prepare you that we were going to go in that direction. But it's really... it's fascinating to me how you work and the fact that you were able to explain it that way. Also, you know, I understand that most people are not going to contact you and say, can you help me integrate all of my parts? Because they just aren't aware of that.
Absolutely.
But I know how real that is, that there's, you know, a wounded part inside that is, you know, maybe your five-year-old self or whatever the case may be. And, you know, for someone to say, maybe you can help me with some meditation and stress reduction, and then to end up the way working the way you just described is amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's very healing for people.
The Institute for Creative Mindfulness is the EMDR therapy training brainchild of Dr. Jamie Marich, a clinician and author who's on a mission to confront stigma around mental health, trauma, and dissociation. The Institute, informed by Jamie's work, teaches a somatic, expressive, bottom-up approach to EMDR therapy that does not treat dissociation like a dirty word. ICM empowers their students to navigate dissociation as a normal response to trauma and stress when it shows up. Dr. Jamie Marich is out and proud on various levels about her own recovery and is a strong believer in the healing capacities of EMDR therapy and helping our clients to heal from the impact of trauma. I and two of my team members have been trained by the Institute for Creative Mindfulness directly with Jamie, and I was impressed with how dissociation really was treated as just a normal aspect of trauma therapy work, which it is. Both Jamie and the consultants were matter of fact about if and when dissociation arises, it's okay, it's normal, and here's how you can help the client in that situation. The Institute for Creative Mindfulness is offering a coupon code to save 15% off any program offered by ICM. This includes their EMDR therapy basic training programs and a wide variety of their home study, advanced topics, and other CE offerings. Go to instituteforcreativemindfulness.com and use promo code 15OFF for listeners. There's a link in the show notes. You can copy the promo code and use the link right there in the show notes to make it easy. The Institute for Creative Mindfulness is the EMDR therapy training brainchild of Dr. Jamie Marich, a clinician and author who's on a mission to confront stigma around mental health, trauma, and dissociation. The Institute, informed by Jamie's work, teaches a somatic, expressive, bottom-up approach to EMDR therapy that does not treat dissociation like a dirty word. ICM empowers their students to navigate dissociation as a normal response to trauma and stress when it shows up. Dr. Jamie Marich is out and proud on various levels about her own recovery and is a strong believer in the healing capacities of EMDR therapy and helping our clients to heal from the impact of trauma. I and two of my team members have been trained by the Institute for Creative Mindfulness directly with Jamie, and I was impressed with how dissociation really was treated as just a normal aspect of trauma therapy work, which it is. Both Jamie and the consultants were matter of fact about if and when dissociation arises, it's okay, it's normal, and here's how you can help the client in that situation. The Institute for Creative Mindfulness is offering a coupon code to save 15% off any program offered by ICM. This includes their EMDR therapy basic training programs and a wide variety of their home study, advanced topics, and other CE offerings. Go to instituteforcreativemindfulness.com and use promo code 15OFF for listeners. There's a link in the show notes. You can copy the promo code and use the link right there in the show notes to make it easy.
It's amazing for me, and you know, we're all one.
Yeah. So
we all know that the clients that we receive, the people who are in our lives, they're just us. They're just different parts of us.
Wow.
So everyone that I get to work on and work with is healing parts of me.
Oh, and that's beautiful.
I accept that fully, and I receive that fully, and I know because often in our field, there's this whole boundary thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I never worry that I'm crossing a boundary in that way of knowing that I'm being healed too. Doesn't mean I'm having to discuss my stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, with my client. But, you know, a lot of times we shift on a vibrational level. Change comes through consciousness as well. And so I know on another level, I'm being healed by this exchange.
Wow.
And then I can go process with my person.
Yeah. Oh, yes. You know, such a good point.
Has just happened. I don't have to, you know, process with who I'm working with, of course, or get stuck in there. You know, I process with my circle.
Wow. That is so cool. Thank you for explaining that. And
you're welcome.
You know, I don't know if I'm right about this, but it just made me think if healing, helping someone else heal their wounded parts heals part of you, then what does it do when you're working with someone, you know, in such an imbalanced way and are you harming those parts even more? I mean, maybe that's where the burnout comes from. You know what I mean? Like if you're giving and giving and giving and it's not from a healthy place, what is that doing to those hurt parts of yourself inside?
Yeah. I would guess that it's just continuing to harm the whole.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are those parts of us that are just so, they're tired.
Yeah.
And we keep giving and giving and giving, but there's another part of ourselves that is that warrior. And
yes.
He or she can give all day long. All day long. And can be on the front line for years. And they're fine.
Hmm.
But they don't realize that they're harming the other parts that are tired.
Yeah.
And so then we get sick and we're like, man, you know, what's going on? I got adrenal exhaustion and I got this and I got that. Well, that's what's going on.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. Now, I know we don't have too much more time, so I would like to ask you if you can also share some information about how your work as an herbalist fits in with everything you do.
Oh, yeah. So I started my herbalism way when I was in my early 20s, I'd say 19 and 20 years old. And my connection to herbs is very, it's very loving and it's very deep. And I have very deep connections and deep relationships with plants. And that's kind of how I view herbalism. And it's how I view how I work with plants, with friends, their family. They're part of me and they're part of my community. And because that's my relationship with plants, whenever I make something, that's the energy that they hold. So when someone gets a tea from me, you know, I'm sharing my family with them. And so if we just kind of think about, you know, how someone might say, oh, you know, you should call this friend up. He's got some really great information for you. I think he would be really helpful. So just think of that as my herbal blend. I know that this herbal blend has something to offer on a very loving and very intimate level. And so how can you not involve this part in any healing that you do? It's just more love. It's just more compassion. So herbalism is not really separate. It's part of everything I do. From when someone comes in my office, we have herbal tea. We drink it, we sip it, and they receive all the love that that blend has to bring them. So I don't look at it so much as, okay, this person's experiencing this particular symptom, this particular agitation, so let's just give them this herb and this herb. It is not that way at all. It is a much more experiential opportunity to bring more healing through our green allies. That will just help them to shift. You know, herbs are vibrational as well. It's vibrational healing.
I get that.
Yeah.
So
kind of how I use the herbs. You know, someone who says, oh, I'm not sleeping very well. So yes, I want to learn some mindfulness techniques, some meditation. So we'll talk about the mindfulness. And then I'll also suggest a particular herb, maybe in a extract form or an herbal tea form. And they may not get how I get herb, but that's okay, because I know that they're getting it on that level. Meaning, they may not get it on a conscious level, but I know on a subconscious level, that plant is connecting to them and giving them exactly what they need.
Wow. Now, is it in teas only, or other ways?
There's other ways. There's herbal extracts or tincture, which is like a concentrated herbal liquid that has been soaked in an alcohol for up to 8 weeks or more. So there's that way.
Okay.
There's herbal blends like teas that you drink. But, you know, there's also, I talked about those baths in the beginning of our conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can take an herbal bath, and the essence as well as the physical properties are soaked right through your skin. You know, there's ways you can use them in your food. And, you know, just plain having them growing around you and having that connection, smelling them. That's the essential oils.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's all these ways as that folk healer, you know, every culture has that healer in their community. They have that folk person that has a connection to something natural. It may be stones. It may be plants. You may go to their house and they have 1,000 birds. You know, there's something in nature that they are using to promote healing. And for me, it just happens to be nature, plants.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that with me and with our listeners. I think people are going to be really interested in what you have to say. And I know that from your website, you not only have some free resources like a stress reduction ebook,
mm-hmm.
But I saw some downloadable affirmations and meditations and ebooks that are for purchase. So I'm very interested in checking some of those out, and I've already got my cart filled on your website. Thank you for offering it. And also, I understand that you provide your services in person and through Skype, right?
I do. I have a couple clients that are out of state, out of Florida, and then I have some in other areas of Florida. And so, yeah, I do. I have a I do video chat consultations, and even the energy work can be done at a distance.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's really, you know, we're not limited by distance or by lack of. So yes, I love meeting with people and just really helping them just remember who they are, and then allow that expression to come out in their everyday.
Well, thank you for the beautiful work that you do. And
thank you.
So where can people find this wonderful website that I keep talking about?
Well, Chontae.com, my name, Chontae.com.
That's wonderful.
Find me.
Yep. Great. And I'll put that in the notes for the website, or on the website when this is posted too.
Thank you. That will be exciting.
Yes. Thank you so much, Chontae, for being with us today. And I will go ahead and say goodbye. I hope you have a wonderful week, day.
Thank you, Laura. I really enjoy talking with you and just sharing about what I do.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Baltimore Annapolis Psychotherapy Podcast with Laura Reagan, LCSWC. For more, visit Laura's website, www.laurareaganlcswc.com.